Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only daily FIFA podcast, Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content. We talk players and review them. And of course, as a part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Remember, we upload our latest episode every day at 2200 Central European time. But if you're listening to this episode, this is the first time we did not make that. But if you do want episodes early and some awesome bonus content, consider joining up Patreon, which is patreon.com/footinreview. Today's show is brought to you by manscaped.com. Still, but more about that in the break. Today is Thursday, December 10, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 54, or Episode 188. We're getting near the 200 mark now. My name is John Olsen at Foot Coaching, and joining me tonight is, of course, Mr. FIFA Database himself, it's Yngwie.
Hello.
Hello, Yngwie. It's been such a long time since we recorded this late on the evening, though.
Yeah, I don't remember last time it was this late, but still fine.
I don't think we ever was, so we're so late. Might be episode one.
Yeah, maybe once.
Yeah, I don't think it's happened before. So yeah, I was out doing some podcast promoting, actually. So I went on a Dutch podcast, talk about FIFA. So say hi to my friends from the FIFA club. But that meant they were recording at the same time we were doing regularly. So yeah, we had to make do. But anyways, we're here. We have some content. And I think we should just start. So not everyone has to wait that long before we come back. Also, Yngwie, by the way.
Yes.
Talk about coming back. Can you hear it? It's back. My voice is back.
Your
like,
voice is
properly back. I mean, I've been talking for 4 hours on podcasts tonight, so maybe it will disappear first thing in the morrow. But for now, I'm glad it's just at a regular level and can actually discuss the podcast without being in pain.
That's awesome.
That helps. Well, Yngwie, I'll stop talking now. Can you do the honors of talking us through the content?
Yes, we got 3 SBCs tonight. We got a kit combo thing. El Javo del Ocho or something like that. Sorry if I pronounced it wrong. It sounds cool in my ears. But
just once more, just for all fans out.
No, I'm okay. The kit looks really cool. I'm probably going to do it because I set up the squads ready and everything. It costs around 10-12k to do, actually, so it's not free. And the first one is called Welcome to the Vecindad. And you'll get Tifo for doing that. You need minimum 3 players from the same league, minimum 2 silver players, minimum bronze player quality in the SBC, and minimum 60 team chemistry. The next is called In the Barrel. And you will get a stadium theme. And you need minimum 1 player from Mexico, minimum 2 players from the same nation, minimum 2 rare players, minimum 3 gold players, minimum silver player quality, and minimum team chemistry 70. So, yeah, it's, as I said,
a lot of things work for a kid.
Yeah, it's, I of course still wish that we would get through objectives, but yeah. Kit looks cool though, I'll be doing this one. So that's that. We got marquee matchups that cost around 30k to do. If you complete it, you get a prime gold players pack. That one is tradable. And there's 4 sections as usual, and all of them are tradable packs. First one is called Stuttgart versus Union Berlin. Costs around 5k to do. You get an Electrum players pack. You need 1 player from the Bundesliga, minimum 2 Germany players, minimum 3 from the same league, minimum 1 rare player, minimum 75 overall rated team, and minimum 75 team chemistry. And then we have Lazio versus Hellas Verona. You get a premium Electrum players pack, costs around 7k to do. You need minimum 2 players from Serie A, maximum 4 leagues, maximum 5 players from the same nation, minimum 1 rare player, minimum 77 overall rated team, and minimum 75 team chemistry. Next one is called Liverpool versus Spurs. You get a prime Electrum players pack, costs around 7.5-8k to do. You need 1 player from Liverpool or Spurs, minimum 2 players from the Premier League, minimum 5 nationalities, minimum 2 rare players, minimum 79 rated team, and minimum 80 team chemistry. Last one is called Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid. Costs around 10k to do, 9-10k. You get a premium goal players pack. You need 1 player from Real Madrid, 1 player from Atletico Madrid, maximum 4 players from the same league, minimum 3 rare players, minimum 80 overall rated team, and minimum 85 team chemistry. So, pretty standard stuff, I guess.
Yeah, one thing though, do not open today.
Yeah, save the packs for tomorrow when the new promo starts.
We didn't say it yesterday, but there were a lot of people telling us that we should have done that yesterday. So,
but we didn't have any confirmation yesterday that it was going to come a new promo until after we recorded the show, I think.
Definitely true. So
when we started, there wasn't anything confirmed. So
no, and we don't talk about rumors. Yes.
No, we try to avoid that.
But this day we're recording late, so now we have the confirmation.
Yeah, 100% sure that this promo is coming.
So save until tomorrow.
Save the packs. We got a player SBC as well. UEFA Europa League team of the tournament, Madison from Leicester City. Costs around 60-65k to do the SBC. You get an 84 rated James Madison cam. You need minimum 1 player from Leicester, minimum 1 team of the week player, minimum 84 rated team, minimum 75 team chemistry, and of course 11 players. So the card is nothing like special, really. It's 84 rated card. It's
not upgradable, saying once
nope,
again.
Nope, this is not a live card. It's got 4-star skill moves, 4-star weak foot, high medium work rate, outside foot shot rate and flat rate. The card is not bad. It's quite okay, but I think I would say I wouldn't do this unless I was a big fan of Leicester or Madison and collected all those cards, because we'll have the new promo with SBCs coming. And 84 rated squad might help you towards a player you want more than this card.
Yeah, this is if it was live, it would be interesting. Now I would say just stay away.
Yeah,
not good enough.
If it was live, then it was fine, but not no. No, it's usable, but there are better players you can buy cheaper.
I mean, Wijnaldum is already better. So just stay away. I mean, you can dive into the details here, but I can't find a reason why you should do it.
No, I don't see. Unless, of course, you're collecting Leicester cards and a big fan of James Maddison, etc. Then, of course, then I would understand doing it. But other than that, I would just save the cards.
Right, totally agree.
Yeah, and we didn't get any special objectives either. So I guess tomorrow's going to be a bigger day with lots of stuff, it seems.
It definitely. I think it's a good time we talk about that after the break, don't you think?
I do think so, yes.
Awesome. So we'll be right back after this break. We'll talk about the new promotion that's come in. It's not going to be Footmas, so that's interesting. And, well, as I promised, because we were recording late and therefore putting the podcast out 1 hour later than normally, I will be giving you my new custom tactics after the break. So we'll be right back. So let's talk about manscaped.com. You've heard us talk about it a couple of weeks now. And we're in our last week of promotion. So we can have our discount code used until December 16th. Which means If you want to support the show, and we really could use the support, and you still want to get some awesome Christmas presents for your partner, or for yourself, of course, go to manscaped.com. Use the code FIR, that is Foot in Review, FIR, for 20% discount, free shipping, and supporting the podcast. What else would you add? Go to manscaped.com to help us out. And we're back. Well, after 3 hours of podcasting or so, this was a very good break.
Much needed.
Yeah. Much needed. Definitely needed this one. Yeah. I've never drank so much water on the one evening, though, between all the talking.
It's important to stay hydrated, you know.
Definitely true. And also, I'm so glad my voice is back that I just started to ruin it after one night. Anyways, we had a promotion coming tomorrow, Yngvi.
Yes, we do.
We expected last week, we said this week might very much likely be Footmas, but it's not Footmas.
No, it looks like the end of the road for Footmas on FIFA 20.
There's one thing very good at this, though, just realizing. And I know many people disagree with me, Yngvi.
What is that?
You know, I've never used a Footmas card, right?
Yeah.
And you know also why that is?
Because you don't like the design.
I absolutely, absolutely hate the design of the Footmas cards. If I want snow on my cards, I'm going, I don't know. I don't want snow. I don't want snow on cards. I don't want snow outside. I hate snow and I hate the design usually. So yeah, I always stay away from them. No matter how good the cards are, it hurts my eyes. So it's good. I think it's a good thing they got rid of it.
good for you. So now you're going to see the frozen cards instead. And the freeze promo.
Yeah, but the design is cool.
Ice. The design is really cool. Great design on the cards. So it's going to be interesting to see the foot freeze team. So the promo is called Freeze. So it's going to be a cold promotion.
It's going to be a promotion where you need cold hard dollars.
So yeah, they changed the stuff from 2-3 SBCs a day now. It's going to be a promo team, it looks like, and there's going to be one player SBC per day, one puzzle SBC per day, like the daily SBCs we've had before. So they can be both tradable and untradable. And finally, icon swaps one start tomorrow.
Yes, we got confirmation. So here we go. And a panic sale has already started really hard.
Oh? Any players dropped a lot?
Yeah, I was looking at the index. It was down 18%. So
yeah, but which players have gone down? I might want to pick up someone.
Yeah, it's a good one. The lower rated 84s saw dropping, so maybe it's a good time. But you are actually have one player in mind which you want to take. Also, I see icon sell off, I think, by the looks of it.
It was icon sell off, I was thinking about. I'm not gonna stack up on the fodder, I don't have the patience for that, and I'll end up selling wrong time. And then,
I know that feeling.
So, I'd rather just buy. When I know for sure what I need, I'd rather pay a little bit more than taking. I usually go with one card when I do some trading. Try lots of. I think it's too late to start stacking up now, anyways. And if there's suddenly some good deals popping up, then it would be nice to have the coins available to actually buy that card. So there's that as well.
Yeah, they spiked this evening, the icons around 6. And they dropped a lot after that. So I guess whenever the promotion screen hit, they died off. Overall, it's not too bad, though. But, I mean, if you look at some Rotas down 15%, Kumon's down 12%. The Rivaldo dropped 11%. I think there's a lot of players there which might drop because people think they are getting in. And I think there's also some players rising. Like the cheap icons, Bobby Moore, Rui Costa, Jari Liedman, actually, that went up. Probably because people might expect that you need an icon or something. I don't know what that is. But
That could be, yeah.
Okocha up 10%. So, Laudrup up 8%. All the sort of weaker players are up. So. And the players that look usable went down. So, I think overall, it's not about. We'll know tomorrow.
Yeah.
Curious about the selection.
I'm very curious. I hope there's some good options, usable ones. They don't. I'm pretty sure we won't get the most attractive ones. We'll probably get one of the new ones.
What is your preference? Good selection, or good way to grind them?
I want a good card that can stay in the team for months until the next.
All right. Even when you have to do it all in rifles and play the 100 matches.
Yeah, well, I did that. So
yeah, exactly. 20, yeah.
So, yeah, so I can do it one more time probably.
Yeah.
I should get it later, but I would, of course, prefer it not being in rivals, but I can see that it might happen because I love the thing being in life with friendlies. I would love it if they continue to be there.
I think they will. New mode. I'm 100% expecting that.
That would be cool. We'll see. That would be the easiest thing. That was like kind of similar to the managerial masterpiece with a little bit beefed up maximum thing or something like that. And then just maximum one loan or something.
Yeah, or I don't know. Give everyone loan icons and you need to use 11 icons.
Well, I was hoping we'd get some icon SBCs as well, but it doesn't look like that. It's been two, three weeks now since we had a icon SBC, so I'm a little bit disappointed by that.
Yeah, true. But at least with the new... and what I like about the freeze promo is now on forehand, they're just saying what we will be getting.
Each day, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about having a team in there? In packs?
Well, I was a big fan of the old type, so I would rather have a three. Like, I think it was FIFA 17 or FIFA 18, FIFA 19. We had three SBCs each day.
Oh, yeah. A cheap one, a middle one, and an expensive one.
Yeah. I would prefer that, actually, than having a team. But if the team is like, you can get these players and then you can do objectives to upgrade them, then that could be more interesting, of course. If it's just some boosted cards with a lot of players we usually see in promos, then it's not going to be that cool, I guess. All depends on what type of boost.
Yeah, fair.
If we get weak foot, skill moves, position changes, then of course then things could be interesting. So, yeah.
The cards look very cool, though. So, I mean...
The card design is really cool.
I see many people saying, is this another one of the greediness of this company that they put it all in packs? I don't mind it too much if it's in packs, actually. And at least you have one player which you can just get from the SBC every day. And you can pack players. It's fine for me, actually. We know what we get in the forehand.
People don't have to buy packs.
No, exactly. That's
SBCs and open those, and you can grind objectives and get packs.
Exactly. So that's my point as well.
There's no guarantee if you spend a lot of money that you're going to pack anything good either. So
I'd rather have this, that at least when you open up packs from the puzzle SBCs or from rewards next week, that there's actually something possibly in it. Then during a promotion time that you only get packs to get more fodder to put in the SBCs, which we might be getting.
Yeah.
It would be cool if they keep the players longer on than last year. That would be something I would love to see.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I would love if it was something you could upgrade as well. So that would be cool. Maybe not the buy ones that you could upgrade, because then they're going to be crazy expensive.
Yeah, no, please don't.
But if you could do an SBC and then play 100 matches, score 200 goals and 300 assists and get the boosted card, that would be awesome. Something like that would be cool. But
I don't see that happen. I think we're getting a pretty cool selection with food freezer teams, just the regulars, which weren't in last week's Champions League thing. And then go from there. But I think we might have a Neymar or something in there as well.
Yeah, I think he's due some kind of special card. So that can happen.
And I'd rather have him in a pack which we can get than to get a very expensive SBC for 2 million or something. So
yeah, plus 1-2 million.
Yeah. So I mean, at least now there's an option. I'll get my phone card finally after 2 years of waiting.
It all depends on if he gets a position change. Then of course it's going to be very expensive. We'll see. The base card is great, so.
Or they are all very slippery on the field.
Called the finisher.
Or it feels like they're moving on ice all the time. Interesting.
I hope not. slide around. It could be defenders. Slide tackling everyone.
Everyone gets a sliding tackle boost.
Yeah, like the, was it the Movember promo a few years ago? They got the, they got one boost, but it wasn't anything special. But I can't remember what it was.
Defensive awareness plus 15, or vision plus whatever. Yeah. There was something, I remember that. Yeah. But those cards did look cool, actually.
Yeah, that was really cool.
So tomorrow, we get every day got SBCs to talk about. We have the icon swaps tomorrow, which we are going to discuss. We're going to discuss the team, and we will be discussing how to get them and find our opinion on them. We have the Foot Freeze team, which released tomorrow. I don't think we get do tomorrow's show within half an hour.
We'll see.
Want me to get a guest in tomorrow so we just can do a 3-hour podcast?
3 hours is a little bit long.
Okay,
one
two.
Hour, that's probably. All. Yeah. Two or one. We'll see how long it takes.
Oh, that's definitely true. But so far, I don't mind this. What about you?
No, it's going to be interesting. I've been waiting for icon swaps for a long time now. Maybe we'll see the prime icons in packs as well now. Tomorrow, it's not been announced, but they're supposed to come in December, so that could happen, or maybe next week, we don't know.
No, I doubt that. They're putting in a promo and then do that. I think we'll get the promo after promo, we get those.
But if this is going to last until Christmas, it's going to be really late to put primes in packs, but we'll see.
We started the year off late as well, so I don't think it's that late.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow. Exciting things. You know also what's exciting, I find?
No.
My new custom tactics, which I've been dying to share. But because I didn't can make a video, and I thought it was Thursday night. You know what? To make something up, and instead of making a video, I'm just going to talk about it for a second. Give them on the podcast. Later on, I'll make the videos. I'll talk about it on stream next week. But at least you can just have a go if you're trying to unlock those icon swaps this weekend.
Sounds good.
Awesome. There's one formation in, but there's two formations which I don't like. That's a 4-3-1 narrow, and there's the 4-2-2-2. So I decided to pick one of those formations and try to make it work at my style and make it a fun formation. So I start with the 4-2-3-1. If you're thinking about 4-3-1, what is usually the play, the depth and the style, if you look at how people play that. What do you think?
I would say not seven, maybe two or one.
Exactly. So I use the 4-3-1 and try to stay stable, but I wanted to make it aggressive. So what I did is, I'll just kind of talk everyone through it. My defensive style is on press after possession. I know it got nerfed, and I know it might drain stamina. My boy, am I having fun in this one now, finally. So press after possession loss, I am using the width of 5, just keeping that stable. And my depth, it's on 7. So whenever you lose the ball, you're right on top of them. You want to get the ball back. And since you're playing a narrow formation, width actually three cams and a striker, you have always players that can just jump on the loose ball. So press after possession loss, 5 on width, 7 on depth. Offensive style, I have fast build up because I think one of the strengths for the 4-3-1 is the fact that you have much counter options. And I'm combining that with 5 depth and 7 players in box. And corners and free kicks is, of course, your own preference. So that's offensive style, fast build up, 5th in width and 7 on players in box. So pretty aggressive, pretty much on their half. But I tried this with the 4-4-2, of course, etc. But the thing is, you have some cover. So even if you lose the ball here, you're still not outplayed completely. And I think the press after possession loss makes sure you are able to get it back quickly. So this is also the ones where I unlocked Delafeuille this weekend, Ingvi.
Yes.
Needed to have 15 wins, I think.
You need to win 7, but you need to assist in 15
yeah,
matches.
Yeah, something. Okay. I think I did it in the 15 matches, which I needed. So with the same tactics, with a silver squad. And also, when, like I said last week, I went back to Div 4 to see the players. Playing there, see if everyone actually dropped back and was playing the formations and the pros dropped division as well. And this put me back in 28 matches, 26 wins back to Div 1. And I'm at 2,200 and a bit skill rating now. Same tactics, same instructions. And you know my team. My team isn't that overpowered or something. Player instructions. Because here's get interesting. So I wanted to build it as well, just as I like to play. So that means if you look at the fullbacks, let's start there. They are just on balance attack and on overlap. I like to use my fullbacks. I like to let them come up. And yes, we're also playing a very high line. So why not introduce them and make sure that gap isn't too big. So both fullbacks are on balanced and overlap. The two CDMs. Also, I have to say, I, of course, got Kante now, and that helps as well. During the inform one, but I got both CDMs on balanced cover center and conservative positioning. How do you call it? Interception. Conservative interceptions. So balanced cover center and conservative. Conservative, make sure they stay put and do not break up the back line when you lost the ball, but the balance, make sure they are not that far behind when you lose the ball on top, because that's why we want to play the press after possession loss. I found if you put them on stay back, the gap will be huge between the three cams, the striker, and the two CDMs. And especially against the so notorious formation you're liking at the moment, in the 4-4-2, and they just run straight over you. So I want them to come a bit more up. Then, the rest of the thing aren't that exciting. The cam is just on basics, nothing changed. So are the white cams, nothing changed there. I have tried to put one or two on get into the box for cross, but I found out that basic just is good enough for me. And that goes for the striker as well. What I do for the striker, I do use stay white on supporting runs, drift white, I think it is, because it's a bit more easy to say let a player make a run that comes from the side to let him make a run in behind, then send that same player from the central point to the sides. I found, but that's just preference. And basically, that's it. A pretty high line, pretty aggressive 4-2-3-1, which I'm quite enjoying. I have the basic team right. It's not a bad team, but I mean it's a Son de Bruyne and Martial. You know it by now. Squad with Varane and Gomez behind. So nothing special, but if I, on my old age, am able to keep up in Div 1 that skill rating easily and go through objectives even with a silver squad, I think people listening to the show, which are much better players than I am usually, will be able to do perfectly fine. So I hope you enjoy it. I'll make a video about it shortly. Ingvi?
Yes?
Any comments, questions, remarks, feedback about this formation?
No, it sounds like fun. At least being a little bit aggressive and attacking is nice. Just not because a lot of players play not to lose, and then that's very boring. I play to win every match. I don't go defensive. I just attack as much as I can. So yeah, sounds like fun.
Yeah, and it's very stable.
I'm not going to try it now until maybe after the weekend, because I just finally kind of settled on something that works. So
no, that's always a good start. Not changing the last one, but it's definitely the same formation that we'll be running, if possible, on the swaps as well tomorrow.
Cool.
So if you're going to try this, let me know. Let us know what you think of it. And if you have any feedback or questions, just tag us at Food and Review on all socials. And we'll get back to you. Yngwie.
Yes.
Any closing thoughts for you?
Save packs for tomorrow. Good luck if you play Weekend League. I think I might skip. Depends on...
on the swaps.
Yes. If I'm going to go crazy or not. So remember to take breaks.
Very important.
Yep.
Awesome. People can find you, of course, at Lilleland95 on the EA forums.
Yep.
At FGnoni on Twitter.
Yep.
And on Discord at Lilleland95 as well, right?
Yep.
Yes, because I got that question sent in. Where can we find Yngwie on Discord? So that's also Lilleland95.
Cool.
You can find this show, of course, on anchor.fm/footinreview. And, of course, check out our new merchandising as well at footcoaching.com. There's also new coaching options, and we'll start the stream next week as well. We'll be nearing our 200th episode, which means a big celebration is coming, and I've got lots of suggestions in my DMs and my Twitter sent to us. And if you have any other suggestions how we could celebrate the 200th episode, let us know. Just find us on socials. That's at Food in Review on all socials, or at Food Coaching in my case, and let us know how we'll celebrate that. And I think I've said enough for today. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. I'm just going to drop it, actually.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. 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 T.
T.
In view.
F-U.
F-U.